Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. I do want to remind you about our other podcast as we get started today. We do have The Amazing World of Radio, where you can hear our past summer series, including The Summer of Angela Lansbury, as well as other things we have been doing, such as our series of holiday broadcasts that we've been doing this year, or past series, such as The Summer of Bogart, or Great Movies Over Radio. And then we also have The War, our World War II podcast. You can hear that entire series over at thewar.greatdetectives.net. 277 episodes dedicated to the history of World War II, taking you from the pre-war era all the way through the end of the war and some post-war episodes. And we also have the video version of this podcast, videotheater.greatdetectives.net. And check out my comics podcast, the Classy Comics Podcast, at classycomicsguy.com. All right, well, now it's time for today's episode of Boston Blackie. Original air date, January the 19th, 1949. And this one is The High and Dry Murder.
Now, if any more calls come in, hand them to Sergeant Matthews. I'm busy. Goodbye.
Never get any work done around here with all those fool calls. Let's see, where was I? Oh, no, go away.
Okay, who is it?
It's me, Inspector Faraday.
Barton, didn't Mac at the desk tell you I was busy?
Yes, sir.
Didn't he tell you to report to Sergeant Matthews?
Yes, sir.
What's the matter? Don't you like the sergeant?
Well, Matthews is out getting something to eat.
And what you have couldn't wait. You just have to see me.
Yes, sir.
Well, if it's anything less than City Hall blowing up, you better start running. What is it?
I found a body.
Lucky you. You found a body. Now, isn't that nice? Your first day at headquarters, you found a body. Did you bring it with you?
No, sir. It's still out on the Viking, out on the boat.
A boat?
Yes, sir.
Barton, what are you talking about? What boat?
The boat that's lying on Montgomery Street.
A boat on Montgomery Street?
Yes, sir.
But there isn't any water within 5 miles of Montgomery Street. Well, if this is your idea of a joke...
Inspector, I saw the body on the boat, the Viking, and the boat is on Montgomery Street. Honest, Inspector. Clancy's down there now waiting for the boys and the lad.
A boat on dry land with a body on it.
Oh, yes.
You sit... Shut up! Barton, go out and find Boston Blackie. Bring him back here.
Boston Blackie?
Yeah. That Blackie has an answer for everything. I want to hear what he has to say about this.
How to Dick Calmer as Boston Blackie. Enemy to those who make him an enemy. Friend to those who have no friend.
Hello, Gregory.
Oh, Linda, my love.
Oh, Gregory. Oh,
the best movie acts I ever publicized. Come on in.
Thanks.
My dear, what brings you to my humble dump at this hour of the night?
The police found the Vikings.
Wonderful.
Wonderful.
Of course. By tomorrow morning, every newspaper in the country will carry the exciting story in bold headlines on its front pages. And millions of people will read about it. Yes, my dear. Wonderful.
Gregory, do you know what you're saying?
Do I know what I'm saying? Why, this is the greatest publicity stunt in the history of show business.
It is.
By the end of the week, the whole world will know that Imperial Studios is shooting the most sensational film of the country. High and Dry, directed by Eduardo Bernetti, produced by by Jules Arnold, publicized by yours truly, Greg Thompson. Well, that's too bad, my dear. We couldn't get you a part in the picture.
Gregory, this whole thing with the Viking is just to promote the picture.
Yeah.
Oh, that's impossible.
It is.
But the body on the boat.
Well, of course, I planned it that way.
You planned it that way?
Certainly.
That's all I wanted to know.
Well, Linda, my pet, what are you doing with that gun?
I'm going to kill you.
I don't think I'd like that.
No, no,
no. I'd rather have a bullet in that chair than in me. I'll take that gun. There. All right, Linda, my dear. I took the gun. Now you take a walk.
What a wonderful picture.
Mary, you didn't really like it.
Well, I loved it.
Hmm. Was I watching the same picture?
Of course, Billy. Oh, how could anyone resist the star, Jeffrey Gordon?
I imagine it would be relatively easy if I were a girl.
Well, even you can't do anything about that at this late date.
No, but what do you girls see in a guy like Gordon?
Why?
Padded shoulders, moss.
Blackie,
hair.
His shoulders are not padded. He was a champion boxer in college. He's an expert horseman. Has his own yacht, which he sailed across the Pacific. He's 31 years old, single. Has his own house on the outskirts of Beverly Hills.
Whoa, whoa, slow down.
Oh, he's a real he-man. I read his life story in one of the fan magazines.
They had all that in the magazine?
Blackie, they write up everything about everybody in pictures. Haven't you ever looked at a fan magazine?
Not since the last time I went to the dentist, and the magazine was so old it carried stories about William S. Hart and Pearl White.
Well, I wouldn't remember when they were stars.
Somebody told me about them.
Oh.
Mary, I think we have company.
Oh, I see. Hey, who are you?
Boston Blackie?
She isn't, but I am. What do you want?
You. Come on, let's go.
Beat it, lad. I'm busy.
Not busy enough. Just come along quietly.
Excuse me, Mary. I think I will have a good time after all.
Okay.
Friend, the coat. Take your hand off it.
Are you coming along or aren't you?
To give you an evasive answer, aren't I? Now let go of it.
Oh, hold it. Hold it, Blackie. Inspector,
well, you didn't give me... I almost took the law into my own hands. How come I haven't seen you around, Barton?
Haven't been around.
New on the job?
First day.
You like it?
It's a job.
Don't let Faraday hear you.
Don't worry, he won't.
What does Faraday want with Blackie?
Sorry, miss. It's supposed to be a secret.
A secret?
Yep. I think the inspector wants to tell you about it.
Did Faraday find a body?
No, I did.
Huh?
How'd you know it was a body?
Whenever Faraday wants me, it's murder. Come on, tell us, Bart.
Okay, will you hear where I found the body?
Hello.
Mr. Jules Arnold.
Speaking.
Hollywood calling. Just a moment, please.
Hello, hello.
I have your party now, sir.
Good.
Go ahead, please.
Oh, yeah. Hello, Jules.
Oh, hello, B.G.
You weren't asleep, were you?
No, no, of course not, B.G. I'm just checking our shooting schedule for tomorrow.
Oh.
What's up?
Well, that's what I call to find out.
Well?
Any trouble on location?
Oh, no, 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 B.G. Everything's under control.
How's your artistic director, Fernetti, behaving?
Well, he still reshoots every scene till he gets it just right.
Oh,
but I've been hurrying him along.
Well, keep after him. He likes to waste time. I want that picture brought in on schedule, but don't give me a bad picture.
Now, don't you worry.
You know how much depends on it.
B.G., we have a stunt that'll make High and Dry the picture of the year.
Well, it's
a real moneymaker.
Yeah, it better be, I say. And you better see that Benetti brings us in on schedule or I'll see you.
Hello, Faraday, old friend.
Come on in, Blackie. You too, Miss Leslie.
Oh, you couldn't keep me out if you tried.
Nice time of the night you asked.
I know. I'm so sorry.
You know, Blackie, I don't think the inspector means that.
The inspector rarely knows either what he means or what the meaning is of what he says.
Oh, no? You know why you're here, Blackie?
I do. Every time you get into a tight spot, you yell for Blackie, and Blackie gets you out of it.
Mm-hmm. Barton told me all about your newest case. A body on a boat on Montgomery Street and not a drop of water in sight. This is yours, Faraday. All yours.
What's the matter, Blackie? You afraid of it?
Oh, don't be silly. I just want to see you solve a case by yourself. Do your own homework this time instead of taking it to Papa.
You can't fool me, genius. This has you stopped cold.
Not quite, Faraday.
But close.
But murder is your racket, and I've stopped minding your business.
Well, then, listen to this.
All right.
The whole thing, The body on the boat in the middle of land was all part of a press agent stunt to publicize a new picture they're shooting in town. The name of the picture is High and Dry.
Somebody killed a man for a press agent stunt? Oh, Faraday, this is too much.
Say, Blackie, the inspector may be right.
Well, thank you, Inspector. Now, listen. I know who's responsible for this.
Okay, Faraday. Who done it?
Press agent for Imperial Studios, Gregory Thompson. The boys are picking him up now. Why don't you stick around while I break this case?
Okay, Faraday. I've got nothing to do for the next 10 years.
I know where I'd like to put you. For life.
Okay, my friend. You say you can prove this murder was a stunt to get something in the newspapers. Well, if you can prove it, that's news.
Well, Linda, you're here. How did you find out where I live?
A big shot like you, Joe Donald. Why, everybody knows everything about you and the pictures you produce.
What do you want?
Aren't you producing High and Dry?
Yes, of course. But why did you come here?
To pass on a little information. Did you know about the dead body on the Viking?
Of course I did. I've been on the whole thing from the beginning.
Oh, you can't mean that.
Why shouldn't I mean it? Linda, what's the matter with you?
You're going to find out when the police find out about you.
Say, Faraday.
Yeah?
We've been sitting around headquarters a half an hour waiting for your killer to show.
So what?
How much longer do we have to wait?
But you're right, Blackie.
Inspector Faraday.
He's brought him out. Yeah?
The boys are here with Thompson, that press agent you told us to pick up.
Well, what are they waiting for? Bring him in.
Yes, sir, right away.
Well, Faraday, your big moment has come.
Lay off, Blackie. And don't interfere.
In here, you. Inspector, this is Gregory Thompson.
I'm sorry, Inspector, but we didn't realize we'd be causing you so much trouble with our little stunt.
Sit down.
Thank you. Now, as I was saying, it was only a publicity stunt to advertise the picture High and Dry, a super colossal Jules Arnold production directed by Eduardo Bernetti with an all-star cast.
Thompson.
Yes?
Thompson!
Yeah?
2 hours ago, one of my men found a dead body on a boat.
Well, you don't have to repeat it for me, Inspector. The body was on the Viking, and the Viking was parked right in the middle of Montgomery Street.
In the middle of
I should know, because I had it towed in.
You admit it?
Well, I can't see what there is to get so excited about. The body in the boat was only a stiff.
Only a stiff?
Well, certainly. I paid a medical student $5 to get me a body from the morgue.
A stiff from the morgue?
Sure.
You don't know that
you don't know what?
That stiff on the boat has been identified as your director. Eduardo Bernetti.
Now back to Boston Blackie. To publicize a picture called High and Dry, a picture which is still in the process of being filmed, Gregory Thompson, famous Hollywood press agent, pulls a stunt. He claims a medical student supplied him with a corpse from the morgue. And Thompson plants the corpse on a motorboat, leaves the boat in the middle of a main street. But the stunt has a surprise finish when the corpse is found by the police. And instead of being one from the morgue, is identified as Bernetti, the director of High and Dry. As we return to our story, it is the next morning, and Blackie and Mary are discussing the case.
I don't get it, Blackie.
You don't?
Why should Faraday release that press agent?
Because right now Faraday can't make a murder charge stick, and he knows it, Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Besides, they picked up the medical student who substantiated Thompson's story about the body from the morgue.
Well, suppose Thompson is guilty. He may run away. You know, Blackie, if Thompson did kill Bernetti, it wouldn't be the first time he's tried. He did it once before.
Killed him or tried?
Tried. About 6 months ago. Thompson tried to strangle Bernetti. The producer, Jules Arnold, had to separate them.
Don't tell me you read this one in your fan magazine.
Yes,
too.
I did. I know about Bernetti, too.
Well, what kind of a character was he?
Very awesome, but very capable. Treated his wife like dirt.
How come?
Bernetti had a girlfriend, Linda Stevens.
Oh.
Apparently, he had no intention of getting a divorce, but she's in town right now, staying at the Foster Arms apartment.
You know, Mary, you and your fan magazines have supplied motives for two people, Thompson and Linda Stevens.
Thank you.
Go out and buy a couple of the newer issues.
Okay.
Maybe you'll tell me then who actually directed the killing of that director. Yes?
Mr. Ronald, Mr. Gregory Thompson is here.
Our press agent?
Yes, sir.
Send him in.
Yes, sir.
Hello, Arnold.
What do you want, Thompson?
The cops think maybe I killed Bernetti.
Well, but you're going to tell them different. Now, I don't like you and you don't like me. But you're going to help me just the same.
What do you want from me?
$10,000.
$10,000? You're out of your mind.
You're going to give me that money, Arnold.
No. I don't have that much cash around, and if I had it, I wouldn't... Why, you...
Now, open that drawer in front of you. You're the producer of our picture. You got plenty of cash. Go on, open it before you get what Bernetti got.
I think what you're doing, Thompson. This is robbery.
Be glad it isn't murder. Come on, stop stalling.
Okay. Okay. Okay, I'll take that money.
You know what you're doing.
Sure, I'm taking
$10,000. Uh-huh.
Put it down as an advance against my salary.
I...
And just so you won't talk till I get out of town, here's a receipt.
Hi,
Inspector. What do you know that's old?
I know you. Now what do you want?
Did you know that the dead guy, Bernetti, had a girlfriend and a wife?
Yeah, I checked with the coast. The wife is still out there.
What about Bernetti's girlfriend, Linda Stevens?
You tell me.
Mary read all about her in a fan magazine. She's in town, you know.
Yes? Where?
At Foster Arms apartment. Mary and I are going over there right now. You
well,
see,
hurry up.
I don't care what kind of a suspect I pick up for you, even Stevens.
Hi, I'm badly walked up these three flights, Blackie.
I don't know whether I am or not.
I get tired of waiting for the elevator in this apartment.
Oh, this kind of weather makes me sort of lazy, but I don't know. I don't mind the climb so much. Oh, not much. Unfortunately, though, I forgot my alpine stock.
You mean stick?
I hope. Huh?
Stick.
Oh, all right, Stick. I hope Linda Stevens is at home, Mary.
What was that?
Sounded like a shot from the spore. Come on, Mary, let's step on it.
Yeah, you bet.
Let's go down this hall. That's where the shot came from.
Yeah.
Here's Linda's apartment. Six.
Ready?
Stay back, Mary. And open the door. It's empty. I'm going in, Mary. You stay here.
Blackie, I'm coming with you.
All right, then be careful.
Okay, well. Blackie, look. Behind that desk.
Easy does it.
Oh. Linda Stevens?
Probably with a nice clean hole in the back of her head.
Oh.
Huh. No place for a killer to hide here. Yeah. Can't be suicide. There's no gun.
Oh, if we'd been here a minute earlier, we could have stopped this, maybe.
Yeah.
Why was she killed, Blackie?
I don't know why, but I'm going to find out.
Oh.
Look up the number of the Imperial Studios while I take a peek through her things.
Oh, hard.
I think maybe she knew the killer, Mary.
Oh, why do you say that?
No signs of a struggle. Let's see what she had in these closets. Yeah, look at this wardrobe. Two mink coats, a mink jacket, an ermine wrap, a Persian lamb coat, and enough evening gowns to cover a chorus line.
Well, I still wouldn't change places with it. Oh, here we are, Blackie. Imperial Studios. You want the office number, don't you?
Yeah.
Billingsgate 75,000.
Thanks, Mary. I'll call it. You just keep your fingers crossed. Studios. Mr. Jules Arnold.
Who is calling, please?
The Boston Blackie.
Just a moment, please.
Hello.
Hello, Arnold. This is Boston Blackie.
What can I do for you?
I'm looking for your press agent, Gregory Thompson.
So am I. He stole $10,000 from my safe.
What was that? Sounded like a shot.
No, that was just some car outside having a blowout. Now, look, those cops better not let Thompson get away. I want that $10,000.
And they want a murderer.
Well, I'm not worried about that.
Fine, Arnold.
I just want...
Blackie. Why'd you call Arnold?
I was looking for something. Well, he couldn't have killed Emma Stevens.
Hmm?
She was shot only 2 minutes ago, and his offices are 3 miles from here.
You suspected Arnold?
No, not anymore. Come on, let's get out of here.
Aren't you going to report the body?
We can call Faraday from outside. Come away from that window, Mary.
It's a beautiful day. It's hard to believe that a girl is lying dead here in this room.
Come on, Mary.
Look at that old lady walking her feet in the...
Oh, yeah.
That man fixing a flat on his car. That little girl chasing a balloon. What a contrast.
Yes.
Murder on the inside, sunshine on the outside.
Mary, I've got an idea.
Mm-hmm.
Don't bother calling Faraday. Go right to his office. If he's picked up Gregory Thompson, have him grab Arnold, too. I'll meet you at his office within an hour.
Oh, where are you going, Barton?
I'm going right out to get a killer, dead to rights.
Hi, Blackie.
Hello, Barton.
Fire in.
In and waiting for you.
Good.
All right.
Just in time, kid.
Just in time to give you your murder, Faraday.
Too late, Blackie. I got him myself.
Is that so?
You know these people? Jules Arnold, the producer, and...
Hello.
Gregory Thompson, this boy.
How do you do?
We caught Thompson at the airport trying to hop a plane after he killed Linda Stevens.
I didn't kill her or Bernetti.
I don't think you did.
Blackie, what are you trying to pull?
Listen, all the evidence points to Thompson as the one who killed Bernetti. I'll admit that.
Yeah.
But Linda Stevens, being Bernetti's girlfriend, knew who really wanted to kill Bernetti, so the killer had to get rid of her. Arnold here is your killer.
Arnold killed Stevens?
And Bernetti.
This is preposterous. Why should I kill my director in the middle of a picture?
I'll explain that.
Yeah, do it now, then.
Okay, Faraday. Do you know what a producer's job is? It's to bring a picture in at the budget the studio sets for it.
Well, Mr. Arnold doesn't do that very well. I read that in a fan magazine.
Well, why would that mean I killed anyone?
I've already explained why you'd want Linda dead. Now I'll tell you why you killed your director. He was slow. The picture High and Dry was not on schedule. It was costing more than the studio had decided it should cost, and that would cost you your job.
How do you know that, Blackie?
The switchboard operator at Imperial Studios.
Yeah,
I just came from there. She also told me that Arnold would never get another job in the picture business if he didn't bring this new film in under the budget.
That's absurd.
Is it? You knew that killing Bernetti would stop the picture and cover up the fact that it was costing more than planned. And Thompson's publicity stunt gave you a great opportunity.
Well, I've got to have more proof than that.
I can give it
to you. Now, wait a minute, Blackie. You said I killed Linda Stevens, but I was in my office talking to you on the phone a minute after she was killed.
Arnold, remember that noise on the phone when I was talking to you? You said it was a blowout. You were right. But that blowout was right in front of Linda's apartment, placing you at the scene of the crime.
Hey, Blackie, that's right. There was a man fixing a flat when we looked out.
That's what gave me the idea.
Blackie, how could Arnold be in the apartment at the same time you spoke to him in his office?
Arnold was outside the back door of Linda's apartment when we found her body. He heard me ask Mary for the number of Imperial Studios, ran down the stairs to the phone booth in the lobby, called the studio and told the operator he was expecting a call. He'd hold on while she connected him.
Well...
It works, Faraday. The call came through. The operator joined the two incoming calls and left the keys open, making the connection. I had a nice long chat with the girl. Told me all about it. Arnold's your man.
Nobody's going to get
Blackie,
me.
Blackie, watch out for his gun.
Oh, no, you don't.
And he's out. And here's his gun, Faraday.
Thanks.
You can check the markings with the bullets from Stevens and Bernetti.
You don't have to tell me what to do, Blackie.
Don't I, Faraday?
Not yet.
You were going to solve this without me, remember?
How can I forget?
You can't. I won't let you.
Well, I know.
Well, this one's over. The producer of High and Dry is down and out. Mary, did anybody ever tell you how wonderful you are?
Yes, but I like it better when you say it.
Okay, have a real good time. Has anybody ever told you how wonderful you are?
Tell me more.
You know, you actually solved this case.
Me? I didn't even suspect Jules Arnold.
No, but you're remembering the story of the fight between Thompson and Bernetti. Sent us over to Linda's hotel room in time to hear the shot and clear Thompson.
Yeah, but what started you on Arnold?
Elimination. With Linda Stevens dead and Thompson in the clear, there was only one other person who could have killed Bernetti.
Mm-hmm.
The only other person who was in on the planning of that motorboat stunt, Jules Arnold.
Here you are, Max.
Bijou
Theater. That'll be
65
cents.
Okay.
There
you are. Keep the change.
Here
you
are.
Looks like there's a wait for seats.
Blackie, there's Inspector Faraday waiting in line. Oh, Inspector!
Oh, no, not you two again.
Oh, yes, Inspector. Blackie likes movies now, but what are you doing here?
Me? I want to see how they solve a murder in Hollywood.
I wonder what the natives are up to now, John.
African natives, Sam, my friend, can be up to nothing or anything when that chanting starts going.
You're right.
Hey, when are you going to be finished with that newspaper?
Soon, then you can have it. Ever want to go back to the States?
Not so you could notice. I've been here 7 years, and I'm happy. Nothing back there I want, till I want to go get it.
You're worth a lot of dough, aren't you?
You ought to know. You know everything else about me. After all, when two gents find themselves the only white men in miles, 100 miles from a city, they got to know all about each other in no time at all. Hey, how's for part of that paper?
I'll give it all to you in a minute. Nothing interesting in it, anyhow.
Yeah, you see, I haven't missed a thing being away from what's laughingly known as civilization all these years.
Never want to see your brother?
Look, the only thing I want to see is that paper. Now, be a good guy and let loose, will you?
My turn to read it first, remember, Pat?
Hey.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, what is it?
Your name is John Frawley. John Robert Frawley, right?
As if you didn't know. Why?
Well, according to this newspaper, you're dead.
Welcome back. Well, a fascinating setup, but not necessarily the best conclusion, as it relies on the villain being just really, really fast as a runner and able to sound like they haven't been, you know, running all the way to get to the phone. And I don't know about the motive either. I mean, a producer killing a director because he can't get things done on time. Then again, Colmer was a Broadway producer, which is not the same thing as a film producer, but close enough that he probably would have had a better idea than I do if that was actually something that would work as a motive in real life. All right, well, listener comments and feedback. And Bill had a comment regarding Charlie Kingston and the Vanishing Fourth Floor. When I heard the title of this episode, I thought, didn't he recently buy a disappearing building? But you mentioned in your commentary there had been quite a while since this episode with Blackie and the disappearing office building. I heard the episode check the episode history, and in fact, it had only been 4 weeks since episode 2892, Charlie Kingston and the Vanishing Office Building. I'm interested to hear what disappearing item Charlie buys next. Well, I guess to be clear, it had been a while for the original audience. It was only 4 weeks for us because there were a bunch of lost episodes. For the original audience, that story was 17 weeks prior. So, and you have to admit, even 17 weeks might have been a little repetitive for people who caught on, but it's a bit more so for us listening just because we are missing a total of 13 episodes. All right, well, I do want to go ahead and thank our Patreon supporter of the day. And I want to go ahead and thank Renee for her support. She has been one of our Patreon supporters since November 2015, currently supporting us at the rookie level of $2 or more per month. Thanks so much for your support, Renee. And that will actually do it for today. Join us back here tomorrow for yours truly, Johnny Dollar, and then next Thursday, another episode of Boston Blackie. In the meantime, send your comments to box13@greatdetectives.net, follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives, and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/Radio Detectives. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.